In the summer of 1976, 15-year-old RuPaul arrived in Atlanta. He enrolled at the Northside School of Performing Arts, eager to start acting again. Ru's drama teacher, Bill Pinnell, taught him and his classmates about method acting, how to become a character from the inside out. Mr. Pinnell was passionate, and even though he expected a lot from his students, he once told RuPaul, "Don't take life too seriously." Ru said this was some of the best advice he had ever received. Whatever problems he might have, life was a gift to be enjoyed. Other people's problems might be much worse than your own. One problem RuPaul did not have was getting noticed. The funky new kid from California developed a reputation for his bright, bold outfits. Ru used Renetta's sewing machine to make his own clothes. Stripes? Plaid? A cowboy hat? Why not all three? Ru still had problems, however, with school. He continued to skip class, and when he did attend, he was often late. After failing his sophomore year, Ru switched schools. But he never graduated. RuPaul went to work for Lawrence, who had started a business buying luxury cars from around the country and selling them in Atlanta. After Lawrence made a sale over the phone, RuPaul would fly to wherever the car was and drive it back to Atlanta. Ru said he must have driven across the country more than 100 times. He listened to the radio and sang the whole time. In 1978, Ru attended his first drag show in Atlanta at a club called Numbers. Drag shows feature drag queens telling jokes, dancing, and performing popular songs, either by singing them or by lip-syncing, mouthing the words to a song but not singing them aloud. RuPaul remembers seeing a drag queen lip-sync a disco hit called Bad Girls by Donna Summer. The performance was so good, Ru thought he was watching the real Donna Summer on stage. House and ball culture. The drag queen RuPaul saw that night at Numbers was Crystal LaBeija from New York City. Like many black and brown gay teenagers, Crystal had been rejected by her family. So in 1977, she founded the House of LaBeija, opening her home as a place where people like her could live together as their own chosen and supportive family. Other drag houses followed. Houses competed as teams against rival houses at drag balls, events that were held mainly in the black neighborhood of Harlem. Drag balls had taken place in Harlem as early as the 1860s and well into the 1920s, continuing for decades. But the scene grew significantly during the 1980s. The beauty and drama of Harlem's ball and house culture was captured in 1990 by the documentary film Paris is Burning and later in the TV drama Pose. RuPaul was hooked. He went back to as many drag shows as he could. In 1981, RuPaul saw a local TV program called The American Music Show. It featured a cast of wacky characters with a weird sense of humor that RuPaul could relate to. Ru wrote a letter to the host, Dick Richards, asking if he could come on the show. Lucky for Ru, Dick said yes. RuPaul says that letter was the true beginning of his career in showbiz. Before his appearance, RuPaul was helping two girlfriends move into a new apartment. He drove the U-Haul moving truck. Struck by inspiration, Ru told his friends they should start a dance group called RuPaul and the U-Hauls and that they should join him on the American Music Show. And so they did. In January 1982, RuPaul and the U-Hauls made their Atlanta television debut. RuPaul made all their costumes, and they performed a dance routine to the song Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. RuPaul felt like a star that day. Ru and the U-Hauls went on to appear regularly on the American Music Show. Dick Richards created a new show called Dancerama USA that featured a segment called Learn a Dance with RuPaul. RuPaul was becoming well-known around the Atlanta music scene. He began performing with other acts. It was at one of these shows that RuPaul dressed in drag for the first time.